Today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures, a five-generation Georgia-based beef and poultry farm determined to conduct business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
What's up, people? This is the Reverend Spiro, and this is Eating Disorder. Woo-hoo! I'm here with the Chef Paul.
Thank you very much.
Gerard. And Adam Velez. And we are going to be talking about conspiracy theories and urban myths today.
My favorite topic.
Yeah, and I'm going
to... Yeah, you're really into this, aren't you?
I wake up every morning and I have to, remove my tinfoil hat because it does terrible things to my hair as I sleep.
Well, I mean,
the reason I came up with the title for the show, Conspiracy Weary,
priceless.
Is because that's exactly how I feel.
I know. You're the one person that we always have our conspiracy. We always say, hey, what do you think about this? And you're always like,
you know, I mean, there's some stuff that, you know, it's obviously true. But the way I look at it is like, you know, kings have always been lying to serfs. You
absolutely.
Know, I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, there's secrets and there's lies. Once you get two people in a room, then the lie is going to get out.
Exactly.
Know?
Who knows?
So there are, you know, the conspiracy. I don't know. That's just,
let's talk about what a conspiracy is and what a fucking theory is. I mean, look. Bottom line, a conspiracy is anytime you are hiding something, right, and hurting somebody by doing it. Like the mafia. You know how they say, like, there is no mafia.
What are you talking about?
I grew up in Brooklyn. There is a fucking mafia.
No, but therein is a conspiracy.
That's my point. It's like I get that. I get that there are conspiracies and there are people who are trying to do harm to other people.
Right.
But I don't stand in amazement when somebody's like, hey, did you know that people are poisoning our food and they want to fuck us over? I'm like, Yeah, I knew that.
That's the thing. It's one thing to say it's a conspiracy theory, and it's another thing to promote that theory as a theorem. It's like, well, by the way, this is happening. I actually prefer somebody have all the information before they make a judgment, yeah?
And the problem is that we continually get false information.
Of course.
It's an urban myth, whether it's an urban legend, whether it's conspiracy theory, we're constantly getting information that is false. And why? It's because we fucking click share on fucking everything.
You do. You definitely do.
It's my thing.
Well, yeah, like I was saying about, you know, the king always lied to the serf. Now the serf has a soapbox.
And you always want to share.
Now the serf
can
stand up and, you know, like, hey, I got something to say about this subject too. You know,
absolutely.
It's like, oh, Jesus, here we go, you know. Ben from the backwoods is going to share his thoughts on aliens and Procter & Gamble.
Yeah, but at the same time, okay, let me tell you how hard it was to get a guest for the show, all right? We tried to get guests for the show.
They were all murdered, as we called them.
No, what happened? We actually called a bunch of, like, conspiracy theory bloggers, right? And the one story that I like the best, I'm not going to name the guy, but he goes, yeah, that'd be great. I really want to talk about this stuff. And, you know, he had things about, like, Monsanto and et cetera. And then he calls me back and he goes, how did you get my number? And
I said,
well, XYZ gave you
totally freaked out. Rented space in his house the whole time.
He goes, why don't my face out there? I go, it's radio. He goes,
you got a face for radio, kid.
No, he goes, but it's internet radio. I'm like, okay, next.
Which makes it true. So no matter what we say today, it's true.
It's on the internet, you know?
It's the interweb.
It's on the interwebs.
Well, I mean, some of the conspiracy theories that are running out there have been things like, you know, vaccinations and autism, JFK, you know, 9-1-1 was an inside job, you know, President Obama is a Muslim alien cloned in Moscow, you know, programmed to spread socialist agendas.
The Manchurian candidate.
This is what we're seeing.
It's all to spread socialist agendas, just agendas.
True, but you know, to your point, and we've talked about this before, every lie has a seed of truth, you know?
Yeah, every lie is stemmed from a seed of truth.
And one of the things we were talking about...
I was only with my friends last night. There were no girls there. I promise, babe. I love you, baby. You're the only one.
Tell me about the rabbits, George.
It's a love conspiracy.
Well, let's talk about...
That's what I was saying. We could have combined the Valentine's Day show with this show.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
We could have had a conspiracy Valentine's hybrid.
It's a conspiracy through Hallmark.
In a government lab.
Well, okay, we were talking about bottled Watergate. Right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right. Oh, Watergate.
Right. So one of the things is I'm gonna source Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist online. He's at InfoWars and blah, blah, blah. But
I tell you, I never heard of the guy until we started talking about this.
Which is weird. And
I must have watched 20 hours of him over the past couple of days.
You can't stop. You can't stop. It's like watching a car crash, but of clown cars. It's like, you want to see the crash, but you want to see how many people come out the cars.
I'm not putting the guy down. I'm just saying, all right.
Come on. You're not putting the guy down.
I'm trying to be objective here, man. I'm trying to
be fucking objective over here.
What the man said was, the reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. It's about plastic water bottles.
Have you ever looked at the shape of plastic water bottles? It's very discerning. I don't know.
A lot of lube for those, man.
I actually think that the BPA conspiracy is from Urban Outfitters.
Come
on, think about it. How else could you get into those jeans or a stonewash
apparel? I'm gonna quote
our lovely and beautiful and intelligent producer Ola, and she's like, is it such a bad thing if everybody turned gay? You know, aren't we overpopulated?
Have you ever seen a leprechaun? Their buckles are quite shiny. Very shiny.
I mean, imagine how many orphans will be adopted.
It would be a better place.
Not to mention the whole rainbow thing.
Do you hear me?
There's Orla. Was that Orla?
Every time she talks, we're going to have the harps and the echo of God, because she is the voice of reason amongst us three.
You're not
Alvin
the first
Simon
time to say that to me.
She is God.
And again, if
her power is Dublin.
Look at that. Play on words. He's here all week.
All right. But let's go to some facts about bottled water and BPAs, okay?
Just 1 second. Seriously. If the world was populated with homosexual men, we'd be a hell of a lot better.
Oh, my God.
We'd be better decorated.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Imagine the parks and...
I mean, look at the state of the United States right now, and the world. You know, even France, the thinnest state in the fucking world, is having an obesity problem. Well, I brought up France because when I was thinking about Alex Jones,
right,
and I saw the thing that the piece that he did on the food conspiracies how, you know, they're poisoning us and everything, mm-hmm. and you know, he was pretty on the money with that. You know, on one side, he's talking about how Bill Clinton rapes people and took chunks of that out of their face.
He's just handsome, and he has that Arkansas accent, baby. What are you talking about?
He said he is a sexual predator. You know, I'm like, have you ever met a chubby intern? I mean, come on.
Best blowjobs.
They definitely give the best blowjobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they do the whole salt and pepper thing. But anyway.
You know, you don't have to be a predator about it. But I was thinking about, you know, the people that he speaks to, most of the people that he's talking to are either very wealthy or very poor.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's his big demographic.
Yeah.
And he's from Texas. And I looked at, you know, if people are actually listening to him and he's saying all this stuff about, you know, how bad this food is for you, and he has this huge rant about McDonald's and how horrible it is and the plastic and the McNuggets, and from my thinking, you know, he wasn't very far off. You know, there's a lot of shit in food these days. But Texas actually didn't make the top 10 in obesity. But it's 12.
Oh, really?
Wow, I'm surprised.
It's number 12, yeah.
Because everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything's bigger.
But I was thinking about it because it's roughly the size of France. They're pretty similar in size, you know, and France is the thinnest country in Europe.
It is.
But there's so much ridiculous obesity in Texas that, you know, if these people are listening to him walking around with the fucking tinfoil hats on, then why aren't they listening to him about the food? You know, they believe that Obama's everything he's doing is tyranny, and that he's a socialist and all this shit. But you know, he says the stuff about McDonald's, and they're like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no. But at the same time, you have to remember, Jones was telling us that we're in FEMA death camps.
Oh yeah.
You know that he has. Okay, I mean, look.
That's the thing about Alex Jones, though. He starts off very convincing, like, wow, actually, he has a point there, and then he turns into reptilian shapeshifters.
Yeah.
And all types of crazy. Like, it always starts off promising. It's like all my dates in high school. They start off promising.
Only
and
in high school.
And then he turned into reptilian shapeshifters.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
Man, I'm going to get some happy.
Adam. It's just the acid.
It is the acid.
At the end of the day, the FDA is actually looking at plastic water bottles as not being good for us. Right?
Well, yeah, but
true.
The FDA is a fucking mess, man. Yes, exactly. The FDA is a mess. Look at the shit that they approve.
Okay,
I mean, Doritos alone has 36 ingredients in it.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at a package and it says may or may not contain... You know, like, I never picked up a bag of apples that said may or may not contain.
Yeah.
You know?
May not contain
apples. Maybe, I don't know.
I dug through my refrigerator today to see how much nasty stuff I had in it. And the worst thing I had was English muffins, and it wasn't even that bad. And right. I don't eat them. I just feed them to my kid. But, but that was it. That was the only thing. And it's like, you know, when are people going to start listening to this stuff? Because it's been going on for a long time.
You
rant off, man. How much
stuff? No, I mean, look, 30 billion plastic water bottles are created by, look, I have a Brita.
Made of solid gold.
No, dude, I have a Brita, and I'm actually like kind of like condescending. I'm like, I use a fucking Brita, and I take a bottle to work every day. 30 billion plastic water bottles.
Yeah.
Where the fuck they go? Staten Island?
They do, actually. and they're going to build the first biodegradable town in Staten Island.
It'll be the new fucking continent of made of plastic, yeah, you know? I mean,
yeah, it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, and
actually, it's not going to go anywhere.
It's going to be called Soylent Green Lakes or some shit like that.
No, and on top of that, like, you know, we've got Nestle taking 265 million liters of water out of the ground for free and selling it back to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Selling it back to us. Are we that fucking stupid?
Yes.
I mean,
we are.
Meanwhile, as to your email to me earlier, you know what? Tap water is no better or worse than almost any bottled water we drink.
It's the amount of fluoride. It's all about the fluoride.
Oh, we're getting the fluoride.
The fluoride. The fluoride. Yeah,
we're gonna get the fluoride because that's a Nazi mind control.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? Fluoride. Cool, yeah. Have them all drink this.
But, you know, when we were kids, the fluoride was everything. You know,
why isn't anybody talking about a Colgate? Like, look how
but
much.
But it does. Colgate, they have a warning label.
It says, don't swallow this shit.
But they're not talking about, they're talking about what's in the water. Do you know how much you swallow when you're brushing your teeth? Outside of other times,
I was watching something the other night, and this has got to be true because again, it was on the internet.
It was on the interwebs.
But they when they show the toothpaste commercial and they show that really cool swooshy thing, you know,
the actual paste itself always has like a Vinnie bag of donuts.
Yeah, it's got the little quaff,
it's like food
the Dairy Queen whip on it.
Yeah.
But you're actually supposed to use like a pea size of toothpaste. And that pea size, if you swallow that, can be harmful to you.
Yeah. Yipes.
The fluoride in that pea size is roughly in about an 8-ounce glass of water.
No.
You know, so we're consuming that all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And they've said that it can, I mean, these are actual sources that have said, and create interference in brain activity, early onset puberty, which explains a lot
of
what
happened. That's just an excuse for idiot people. Oh, it's the fluoride. I'm this big bone.
No, but
you're
fucking
stupid.
It can create bone and joint problems because it does have some kind of like, you know, calciate within it, you know, and it can affect a thyroid function. But so can the fucking air. All right. I mean, seriously, when it comes down to it, are we benefiting from fluoride or not? I don't know. But at the same time,
I don't think we're benefiting from anybody putting things in
into
our
natural
food or into our bodies that we don't choose to put in ourselves.
Wasn't water fine from the get? Why do they have to add shit to it?
I mean, I dug through my fridge and I didn't have any preservatives and I had all whole foods, but I fucking smoke.
I
smoke. That's my choice.
Okay, but you smoke and then you eat an apple.
In your fridge, there was an apple and a pack of cigarettes. That's all that's in there.
But
I mean,
what I'm saying is nobody is pumping, you know, smoke and nicotine into my body without me doing it myself. You know, so the fluoride in the water, you know, if you don't want fluoride in your water, it's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. You don't really have a choice, you know, so go drink some BPAs and with your boyfriend.
All right. Well, I mean, I have to disagree with you in regards to what goes into what to what we do. And this is another conversation we had at one point in regards to, you know, what is medicine and what is food? We've talked about this. You know,
Orla's going to want to chime in.
Oh, yeah. When we come back from break, I'm going to wipe the floor with you.
Oh, my God. And in Spanish, my nickname is Cabeza de Mopo, which means mop head.
Isn't even medicine we're talking about. This isn't even medicine.
No, actually,
we're talking
it
about
is.
Chemicals
it is.
Right
no,
now.
No. Fluoride is something that's keeping your teeth from rotting. I mean, it's a medical product.
Yeah,
maybe
but
it's
not true.
Is it not food? So how is that?
But real quick, have you ever seen like, you know, Feed the Children or any of these like these third world countries? When you see these people smile, their teeth are a bit wider than ours. I don't know what the fuck they're eating.
No, because they're too poor for coffee.
That's what it is. But they have the best smiles. You look at like any tribal, you know, civilization in the jungle, the Amazon. They're like, hello, and they have chiclets. Like they're fucking beautiful.
There are tons of tests that talk about indigenous food with people, and so many people are so much better off by eating what they're growing locally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break, and we're going to be back with our friend Bill Campana from Arizona. And this is Eating Disorder. Look us up at
Fork You Radio.
Fork You Radio.
Oh, fork
Thank
yourself.
You.
Cheers.
You're listening to Terra Firma by Sleep on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
White Oak Pastures is the only farm in the United States that has its own USDA-inspected red meat abattoir or slaughterhouse and its own USDA-inspected poultry abattoir or slaughterhouse. We partner with Whole Foods to deliver our high-quality meat and poultry from Miami, Florida, all the way to Princeton, New Jersey. One family, one farm, five generations, 145 years. Full circle return to sustainable land stewardship and humane animal stockmanship. For more information, please visit our website, whiteoakpastures.com.
We need a plague. I'm telling you, we need a plague. Gotta happen, and don't be afraid. It's only gonna kill the weak. You know? Seriously, put on a sweater, take some vitamins, you're gonna be fine. You gotta let Mother Nature do her thing, man. She keeps trying to help us out, and we won't let her do it. Keeps trying to thin the herd every single time. We're like, oh, go down and get your vaccination. Why? Why? So Egg McMuffin Lady can breed with the back fat guy, you know? It's gotta happen. You gotta let it do it. Seriously, plague, it's like nature's forest fire, you know? Just let it burn out all the dead wood. No, I swear to God, we're the only species that saves the weak. We really are. Lions don't do that shit, you know? Lion gets a little thorn in his paw and everybody says, oh, let's have an intervention. How are you feeling? Is everything all right? You need some penicillin? And it's like, fuck him. That's why there's no traffic on the Serengeti. Not a bunch of lions just standing there in gridlock. Like, what the fuck is going on up there? Dude, go. Just fucking go.
Oh.
I chose that because that's kind of how I think about this whole conspiracy thing. You know, it's like if everybody's going to be so fucking stupid, they need to be accountable for themselves. And that's kind of the thing that I think about this whole conspiracy thing, whether it be food or UFOs or JFK or 9/11. You know, where does the accountability come in? You know, it's just everybody, a bunch of stupid people joining a stupid herd, you know?
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I mean, okay, I want to see.
Wait, you're all about half this shit. No, we were talking the other day about evolution.
That's for another show, for another time, ladies and gentlemen.
Now we're backing out.
Yeah, now we're backing out.
We're talking about society.
Last week you were doing a lecture at the Creative Research.
Last week it was Darwin or me. Well, the thing is like this show is about, you know, the mass populace. It's about people. It's not about me. I'll wear my tinfoil hat, but I want to see what everybody else's tinfoil hat is made of. And well, that's what this speaking discussion
of,
is about.
Speaking I was saying to Spiro earlier, if Justin Timberlake wore like a really cool, jaunty, short brim tinfoil hat,
it'd be in fashion.
It would be all the rage.
All right, well, I want to bring on our guest. Our guest is calling us in from Arizona. His name is Bill Campana. He's an author. He's a humorist. He's a poet. He's got a book out on Brickgate Press called Said Beauty to the Blues. Let's see. Bill Campana, tour de force, has done what few poets could ever dream of in writing sharp, entertaining poetry, blah, 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 PR
I love that
bullshit.
Your Brooklyn accent. It's okay, just so
I know, it's so much right. more.
Hey, the fucking poet over here.
I've known
tour de force.
He's fucking hysterical. He's a great guy. Let's hear a little bit of him. Let's bring him on.
Bill.
My body floats in a cube of cherry jello. The view through my rose-colored ceiling turns the blue sky purple and jiggles red clouds from margin to margin. And it takes every muscle just to open my eyes wide and scream, just as it takes all of your might to slice through my skull. Please, use a laser when serving Jell-O salad with Bill.
Nice.
All right, Bill.
Bill, you with us?
Hey, hey.
It's Bill. Oh, Bill's in the house.
How you doing?
I'm here.
All the way from sunny Arizona.
In the parched desert wasteland. Now, you guys were talking about fluoride earlier, right?
We sure were.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Now, see, here in the desert, we don't have water. We drink straight fluoride.
There you go.
It's a sludge. It's
we
slurred.
Just drink it.
How's that working out for you?
Fluoride.
How's that working out? You get better TV reception when you do that?
And it causes, yeah, our teeth are just so white.
They're sitting next to you in a jar, but they're white.
Yes, and it causes craziness in sheriffs. Our sheriff department is they're all fluorided up.
Are they from Canada by any chance? Are they former governors?
That's where Nestle's getting all the water.
Wasteland. You remember Joe Arpaio, don't you, Spiro?
Oh, yeah. When I used to live outside the New York city limits out in Arizona with Bill, we had this guy, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He has a book, The World's Toughest Lawman, right? This is what this guy would do. He would take an M60 on the back of a Humvee, go into inner-city neighborhoods, right, and talk to kids about drugs.
Yeah. Here's the thing about
drugs,
kids.
I'm not making this up. It's the fucking truth. I mean, seriously.
Drugs are heavy, but not as heavy as an M16 bullet.
But I mean, you know, Bill. The reason I like Bill on the show is Bill has talked about all kinds of things. Like some of his favorite subjects are things like, you know, Bob Ross being and meeting the devil and
Bob Ross. I heard Bob Ross is in the Illuminati. Is that true?
He is.
Yeah, no. But Curious George doing Viagra, things like this. This is what we talk about on a regular basis.
You need to paint the happy demon.
Let's get a little Van Dyke conspiracy
maybe
over here.
Maybe that demon needs a little friend.
He needs a little friend.
I think Obama needs to be a little more titanium white. Just put a little of that over here.
I watched the State of the Union address, and he's like three shades lighter than John Boehner.
Isn't he?
That's the booze, man.
Yeah, Boehner is like whiskey red,
though. That's the booze conspiracy. When I used to drink, I would cry like that, too.
He's like Caucasian mahogany.
He's got Irish sunburn.
Well, wait, one of the things that Bill brought up is we wanted to talk about Tiger penis.
Yeah. That's what they sell in little jars with animations on them at bodegas
in
New York.
It's an aphrodisiac for tigers.
Supposedly,
it's a phallic fallacy. I don't see what the conspiracy is.
Well, no,
it works.
Where the conspiracy is they're killing fucking tigers and rhinos for their shit when there's plenty of Viagra.
Viagra, yeah.
But that's capitalism, man. I mean, that's whatever it takes. They'll clear out a whole fucking rainforest if they have to make a buck.
They need to come up with soy.
Soy
tiger penis.
Oh my god! Not only do you lactate, but you lactate.
Tofinus.
It's double lactation from top and bottom.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We were just talking about that. Maybe that's why Siegfried and Roy are so happy all the time.
There you go.
It's so simple. It's a tiger penis for you. It's so simple. You put it deep, deep inside your body.
I mean,
they look good in stripes.
You a beefcake, a ground beefcake.
So is everybody out in the desert, are you guys like required to get all involved in conspiracies and just sit in your airwaves and go through all this stuff?
Oh, there are conspiracies out here. We're kind of, you know, beaten down by the sun, so most of the conspiracies are, like find shade.
They last until lemonade lasts.
Our motto is find shade.
What's your favorite food?
Cover.
What's your favorite food conspiracy?
I like the. I keep hearing people talking about baby bok choy these days.
Baby bok choy, baby made bok of real babies.
Baby bok choy, not bok choy, but baby bok choy. That's right, the veal of the vegetarian kingdom.
Is that a conspiracy? I can,
no,
can
not
buy
a conspiracy, it in China. But it's just a new cult thing out here.
Well, okay. One of the things I wanted to talk about was, like, you know, since I was out there for a while, things we hear all the time about urban myth, like jackalopes. Do you know that the whole jackalope thing? Honestly.
I think it's
a rabbit with antlers.
Right, I think of America's
so,
funniest.
So, Paul, what would you make with a jackalope?
I'll tell you what, Spiro. I don't think we have to worry about Alex Jones coming back and getting angry at us with the conspiracy about jackalopes.
Paul just found out the jackalope was a mythical animal. He thought it was a sexual act, actually, for a while, before he thought it was a mythical animal.
I know, but you put it in a tureen. It's like kind of venison. It's kind of rabbit. What are you going to do with a jackalope?
Yeah, you've actually stumped me on that one.
It just let it sun dry. Make a jerky out of it.
All right,
like the old people out here.
Well, all right. But one of the things we didn't go into in the first part was soy. You know, we've been talking about soy. One of the things that we've been hearing in regards to conspiracy theories is soy makes men impotent. It can create man boobs. We've heard this.
Has anybody seen Mr. Kardashian, the father, Bruce Jenner? He's been drinking a lot of soy lately. You should check.
He looks like jerky. Why does he have tits?
Oh my god!
Does he really?
Yeah, he got his Adam's apple shaved like 2 days ago.
No,
I swear to God.
Come on, like a drag.
I swear to God.
No.
Yeah, you're gonna watch him do some dipping. You're like, hey, you're gonna.
What about the depopulation thing?
I think that is probably the most, besides the whole, we could talk about the Pacific Ocean, the fish and all that jazz, but I think really right now, which is ongoing, is the depopulation thing. We have the Georgia Guidestones. We have all these food experts and all these people talking about how the government's, you know, genetically modifying food, corn, soy, and putting, what is it, aspartame in baby food and trying to...
Aspartame made from the fecal matter of E. coli. That in itself is just fucked up.
Well, it depends where you get your matter from. It depends if it's slow roasted, if it's made artisanal, if the guy who gave it to you had a beard and a beanie.
Where are they even getting this from?
Oh, God, I don't know.
But you know, they're saying that, you know, within a few years that everybody's going to be sterile, you know, for depopulation, mm-hmm. you know, but you know what makes people sterile? You know what makes men sterile? Obesity.
I thought conversation made men sterile.
Obesity makes men sterile. You know, which is something that Alex Jones doesn't tell his Texas listeners or Rand Paul with the, you know, his Kentucky listeners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kentucky came in number 7, you know, and it's just ridiculous. Obesity comes in right before his first alcohol and drugs for making men sterile, which, strangely enough, obesity, alcohol and drugs is what makes fat people pregnant.
Yeah, pretty much.
It does.
So it kind of cancels itself out.
It's a snake eating its own tail.
Yeah, beer goggles. I mean, okay, the soy thing.
But you end up having a giant soy baby.
it's a honey boo boo.
But with the thing about the plague, you know, like there should be a certain amount of, like, you know, the earth shaking up off, you know, it's unnecessary.
I know George Collin also had a stick where he said, you know, the planet Earth will be here, but long before humans are gone, and they'll shake.
It's gonna
us
be
off
here
like
long
bad,
before we're gone.
I mean, long after we're gone. I'm sorry, and they'll shake us off like a bad rash. You know, and it's true, absolutely true. We're due for a cataclysm. I'm sure.
Now, you know, actually, no, I have to call bullshit on this, because at the end of the day, listen, the reason I'm a fucking liberal is because I don't have kids.
I thought it was because you had a beard.
No, it's not because I have a beard. I don't have kids.
Shirt.
I don't plan to have kids, but I want the world to be a better place for people who are here after I fucking die. All right, yeah. I actually give a shit about my fucking species, and I give a shit if shit is making us sterile, and I give a shit if shit is poisoning us, and I give
absolutely
a shit if it's fucking blocking the sun and breaking the fucking sea.
You give a shit that you are the swear jar, like not.
I know. I was about to say you're giving a lot of shits right now. Leave some shits for us. God damn.
No, but at the end of the day, look, I want to know. I really want to know what the truth is. But the truth is,
yeah,
so
but
subjective.
It's going to start with personal accountability. All of these theories, all of them, has to have something to do with personal accountability. You know, so how you eat, where you buy your food, what you feed your family, all these things are the only.
Be responsible.
Yeah, you know, it has to start with you, and then with the man next to you, and then so on and so forth.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you, Bill Campana. Thank you, Paul Girard. Thank you, Adam Velez.
Hey, thank you, Spiro.
This is Eating Disorder.
Hey, forget about it.
At Fork You Radio. Yo!
It's just so simple.
Ha ha ha!
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.